Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Foreign direct investment in services sector grew 36.5% to $9.15 billion US dollars in 2018-19, according to the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade. The sector attracted FDI worth $6.7 billion US dollars in 2017-18. Services sector includes finance, banking, insurance, outsourcing, R&D, courier, tech testing and analysis. The government has taken several measures like fixing timeliness for approvals and streamlining procedures to improve ease of doing business in the country and attract FDI. A go-getter in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's cabinet, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari in his second innings has lined up big plans from infusing rupees 15 lakh crore in highways to propelling GDP growth by globalizing khadi and MSME products. Housing market is showing signs of recovery with sales rising by 13% during January to March this year in seven major cities at more than 33,000 units. According to property consultant CBRE, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru and Delhi NCR were the dominant markets with a share of almost 70-75% in both new launches and sales. The Delhi government has invited suggestions from people on its proposed scheme to make commute for women in public transport buses and metro trains free and asked them to submit the same till June 15. According to the Transport Department, people can send their suggestions at ndelhiwomensafety@gmail.com. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia took a bus ride to get feedback from passengers about the proposed free travel scheme. Zomato will offer 26 weeks of paid parental leave to all its employees, including new fathers. The new leave policy will also apply to surrogate or adoptive parents as well as same-sex parents. The company will follow the government-mandated policy in regions where it provides a longer period of leave than the company policy. The Delhi Consumer Redressal Commission has asked McDonald's to pay a Delhi resident Rs 70,000 for finding an insect inside a burger he ate 5 years ago. The man ate the burger and fell sick, after which he slammed the company with a case. The Delhi State Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission upheld the order of a district forum. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever Limited chairman and managing director Sanjeev Mehta took a reduction of 2.52% in his salary in FY19. Mehta earned a gross salary of Rs 18.88 crore in 2018-19 as compared to Rs 19.37 crore a year earlier, HUL's FY19 annual report released yesterday showed. Meanwhile, there was an increase of 36.4% in the FY18 remuneration over FY17. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.